And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Joe Ricci, Ortis Ford, and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ricci, Ortis Ford, and Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebling, member FDIC. And health officials in Huron County are urging residents to take precautions after a mosquito sample collected in Sebling Township tested positive for the West Nile virus. The positive mosquito pool was identified through routine surveillance by APM Mosquito Control. Officials say there have been no reported human cases of West Nile virus in Huron County, and the overall risk of infection does remain low. Mosquito monitoring, testing, and control efforts will continue, with added attention focused on the area where positive sample was found. Residents are encouraged to reduce their exposure by limiting outdoor activities around dawn and dusk, using EPA-approved insect repellent, wearing long sleeves and pants, keeping windows and door screens in good repair, and removing standing water around homes where mosquitoes can breed. Additional information about the West Nile virus is available from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And Jeremy Londarius Evans appeared in court this week for his arraignment on felony charges of organized retail crime and third-degree retail fraud. Defense attorney Martin Prozondek requested a cash bond, noting Evans' willingness to wear a GPS tether. Prosecutors argued for a high bond, citing outstanding detainers in Wayne and Grand Traverse counties, along with ongoing investigations in at least eight other states. Judge Ferris set bond at $20,000 cash or surety, with a requirement for a GPS tether if posted. A probable cause conference is scheduled for August 6th, followed by a preliminary examination on August 14th. A new mentorship program aimed at young boys has officially launched in Sebling. The first meeting of the Young Gentlemen's Club was held this week through a partnership involving the Village of Sebling Police Department in the Sebling Township Library. Organizers say the inaugural session focused on introductions and building relationships, while also introducing the group's first discussion topic, the difference between self-confidence and arrogance. According to organizers, participants expressed interest in returning for future sessions, a sign they view as an encouraging start for the program. The club's opening message emphasized that confidence comes from knowing one's own value, while arrogance seeks validation from others. Leaders say the goal is to help young men develop respect, humility, and quiet confidence as they grow into adulthood. The Young Gentlemen's Club plans to continue meeting in the coming weeks with additional discussions centered on character development and life skills. And we'll be right back after this message from Bayport State Bank with your obituaries. And after that, we'll be right back with your national and international news after a message from Joe Ricci's Ortis Ford.
You're invited for a free All-Star Country Concert Wednesday, August 12th at the Grandstands during the Huron Community Fair, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank. This is RC Wise from Bayport State Bank. There is limited seating, so get to the Grandstands early for best seating. The All-Star Country Music Concert features three different country bands: Waylon Hannell, Chase Murphy and the Backroads Band, and my good buddy, Randy Smeglinski. They will be lighting up the stage at 7 p.m. and play through 9:30 p.m., rain or shine, on Wednesday, August 12th. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank's 130th year of serving our Huron County community. If you don't bank with Bayport State Bank yet, stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring and find out what real hometown banking is all about. So stop by the Huron Community Fair on Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. for the free All-Star Country Music Concert at the Grandstands, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time.
Hey, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ricci's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, and the Ford Summer Sales Event is officially on. Right now, through July 31st, select Ford models qualify for 0% financing for 3 years, plus $1,000 bonus cash. That's on the Bronco Sport, Bronco, Explorer, Ranger, and the F-150. And if you're leasing, these payments are the real deal. Drive a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for just $398 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Step up to the full-size 2026 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4, only $478 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Move your family into a 2026 Explorer, active with leather 4x4, $463 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Or get America's best-selling truck, the 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 with a 2.7 EcoBoost, just $516 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Summer savings and a hometown service you only get are here at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
Payments are using A to Z plan pricing, 10,500 miles per year, $2,000 due at signing on 3 and 4 year terms with trade-in assist and lease renewal. No security deposit required. Current offers end July 31st, 2026.
And we are back with your national and international news. Leading artificial intelligence developers face fresh scrutiny from lawmakers following recent technical disruptions that impacted automated platforms nationwide. Executive leadership attributed the temporary outages to network vulnerabilities, reassuring users that system security has been reinforced. The incident has renewed calls from congressional technology committees for mandatory safety disclosures and third-party security audits. Industry executives stated they are collaborating with cybersecurity agencies to establish updated operational benchmarks. And diplomats from across Southeast Asia convened in international summits to negotiate binding protocols for commercial maritime navigation. The talks aim to establish clear communication channels to prevent mid-sea miscalculations among naval forces operating in contested international waters. Participating nations highlighted the critical importance of keeping commercial shipping routes open for global supply chain stability. A preliminary draft agreement is expected to be presented at upcoming ministerial meetings. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.